This first post reads, yard work. I'm not sure who Tweedledee and Tweedledum fuck are, but stop using leaf blowers at 8 a.m. Believe it or not, I like to sleep.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe what?
He likes to sleep.
Oh, you, from the person who likes to sleep the most, should understand this.
Well, he gave me the option. He said, believe it or not. And
you're choosing not
to believe it. I believe you don't like to sleep because you're taking your time to write this post.
I mean, it's a quick post.
You don't like your rest, sir. Okay.
Well, you know, once you up, you up, right? When the leaf blowers are blowing, you up. There's no going back to sleep. It's a wrap. Because they're not like blowing for 2 seconds and then leaving. They're blowing and they blowing for like a half hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, facts. I ain't gonna lie. Leaf blowers are kind of therapeutic.
It sounds like you don't live around any leaf blowers.
I was trained to sleep through anything. Do you know what I had literally footsteps from my back door?
What?
A train. This is Nosy Neighbors. I'm Chinadu Naka.
And I'm Candace Thompson.
And we'll be breaking down the most absurd neighborhood posts we can find on the Citizen and Nextdoor apps.
But we don't stop there.
Where else do we check, Candace?
We be checking the thick crust pizzas.
Man, we check all the apps. We check appliances. Apparel.
That was a jump from pizza to apps.
Appalachian
appetizers. Appetizers. Keep it in the food. Mozzarella sticks.
Apple pies.
Never mind. We just be checking stuff.
Just
trust us.
I get it. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
This podcast features our thoughts and opinions on interesting stories from the internet to your neighborhoods.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
We had to tell them.
We had to tell them.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
It's a train, like a full, like a, not even like a, oh, it's a passenger train. It's a freight train.
It's a freight train.
Like, it's meant for big shit.
Yeah.
4 a.m.
Yeah.
Sharp.
Oh, I would have been arrested for murder.
Everybody just got used to it to the point like it didn't wake us up.
Did you sleep not even using like earplugs or anything like that?
I didn't realize those existed when I was little.
I just built up the earwax and let it accumulate.
I just built up
I couldn't hear nothing.
Thanks. Hey, little Chin, you want to clean your ears? Whoa, 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 whoa. Get that Q-tip away from me, man. I ain't going to get no sleep if I have clean ears. I need all the earwax I can get.
I can get. You using your earwax? Can I get some?
Facts. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. You done with that turkey stuffing?
So nasty. I'm sticking whatever I can get up in there.
I need that for my ears. Hey. Don't throw those mashed potatoes away. Over here wasting food at perfectly good earwax. Trying to get some sleep around here, believe it or not.
All right, we're going to jump into our first segment. This is where Chinadu and I discuss what's going on in our own neighborhood.
That's right. Candace, what's popping with your neighborhood?
As Chinadu vehemently scrolls through his app to find a story.
You're crazy.
Then why is there smoke coming from your phone?
What?
Huh?
It's this new feature.
So this post reads, did Spectrum give anyone else $2 for the outage yesterday? My internet was out from 10 a.m. to after 7 p.m. They texted me and said that they couldn't give me a credit because it wasn't out for 4 hours. I called them immediately and told them the time. She claimed their equipment didn't show that much time. So I told them the equipment was faulty, obviously. And the outage lasted all day, and that most of the area was pissed about it and texting about it. They are so corrupt. She allotted me $1.99 because I only have internet Wi-Fi with them. I'll have to find something better.
How much did he want reimbursed?
What would you expect? What do you think is fair? Because now I can't work. Now I have to leave my house.
Flex.
I have to leave my house and go someplace where I probably have to spend money
to
stay there. Right.
They don't keep asking you.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want anything? No, I'm good. You sure?
You sure?
Because you've been here for 7 hours. You got to want something.
You're taking up space.
Okay. Yeah. This isn't a library. This is Benihana's.
Facts. Like, why would you go to a hibachi grill to
That's
get...
That's where I study.
Well, you put your laptop on the grill.
You sure you don't want anything?
This is the only place I can concentrate, all right? I can only concentrate when a shrimp's flying in front
exactly.
of me. But yeah, $1.99... You're not going to have me over here feeling bad for Spectrum.
Hell, they'll make you pay for it next year. They're going to raise the price.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, no.
Facts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's only two like cable companies in the area.
Yeah.
They're just sharing a monopoly. So they have the money. I'm not going to feel bad for them, but they could have given them an even $5.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it should be like the exact amount of money
that you spent.
You spend
the gas
via your cable or gas bill, right? That's what we're going to reimburse you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it should be a little bit more than that because of what you said earlier.
I had
you could be losing out. It could happen during an interview.
Yeah.
It could happen during, you know, a very important part of your job, whatever.
Yeah. And you got to compensate me for my stress because now my stress has gone up.
How many weddings are happening over Zoom this past year? It could have been a Zoom wedding.
It could have been a Zoom. You ruined my wedding.
The whole power shut off.
Ugh.
Right during my vows.
Thank God, by the way, because I wasn't quite ready.
I wasn't quite ready. You buy me some time.
They're paying Spectrum. Thank you for that.
Right.
I wasn't sure she was the one anyway.
You saved my life.
What you have going on in your neighborhood?
This post reads, I caught a glimpse of the cleanup in the park today. It may sound corny, but I was actually thrilled. Thank you to all our wonderful neighbors who made this possible. And I want to tell the person that made this post, that's never corny. Treating the earth with the respect it deserves is never corny. Some would say it helps grow corns.
Some might say that yesterday.
Some.
I don't think anyone says it.
I didn't say all.
I think it's you. You probably are the only one that said that.
Somewhere out there on a corn farm.
But that's very nice. So it was just one neighbor that was doing it?
Multiple neighbors.
Oh, multiple. So they came together to clean up the park.
Because
Lord knows, the city's not doing it.
Man, the city's not doing it. And we're losing less and less green space.
I know.
Just places to be. You know, mammals just lay in the sun.
Be in nature
so we don't feel so crazy all the time.
I know, no.
Because we're living in a city's just a jail.
With a no lot of exits. Bars.
Just a really fun jail. Humans are meant to be in nature with grass skirts.
This is very true.
And they boobs out. You know what I mean?
This is very true. That's how I spend all my weekends.
The way it used to be.
Yes. The way God intended.
Facts. God intended us to have shirts. And God's like, man, what y'all do with the dimples? Where the nipples at,
I'll
man?
Cover up my beautiful creation.
Oh, look how everybody nipples even. I took so much time on the nipples.
You not time that tip?
That's my favorite part.
I had to have a compass. I had to sharpen my pencil.
How hard is it to draw
a perfect circle?
Circles before compasses?
Well, not all of them are perfect circles.
This is ridiculous.
Well, shout out to that person. That was very nice of them to give credit.
Shout out to him.
I wonder, did they help or did they just document it?
They just
spectated from across the street. Good job, everybody. Keep it up.
Exactly, right.
He kept it moving.
Right. He's over there just sipping lemonade, sitting on his ass. To all the neighbors.
You missed a spot. There's a can over there you missed.
That live their life for others. I want to thank you because myself as Hash could have never done that. I didn't want somebody to clean up this damn park for years. Next up is Neighborhood Watch. This is where we dive deeper to the apps to find the best local stories. Candace Thompson.
Yes.
Jokes by Candy.
Yes, that's me.
How deep do we dive?
Clam digging deep.
We dive airport cookie deep.
What does that mean?
Cookies is thick.
Which airline?
American. American, we hand out some thick ass cookies, man. They be like, cookie or pretzels? Yeah, I got old muffins.
Isn't a muffin really just a puffed up cookie?
A muffin's just a cake.
Yeah, so it's also as a dessert.
Yeah, just a cake rebranding itself.
It is. With
the cake
no
was just
frosting.
Like watching all the entrees, get all the love, all the newspaper articles. I'm like, I gotta get me some of that, man.
I gotta get some morning time
action.
How many
people skip on dessert? I'm sick of this shit. And then he was like, man, why don't you just rebrand yourself? My cousin, he does branding. He does PR. the cookie talking to the cake. And the cake's like, yeah. And he paid him. He's like, I'm going to call you Buffett. We're going to curl the top of your head up. We're going to bake you.
Curl the top of your head up.
We're going to put you in a little nice little wrapper. Because all breakfast come in wrappers. That's what you're missing. And you know what's funny? This isn't even a post.
No, this is just the intro to the segment. Good luck editing that, Matthew Cilelli.
Keep it on. This first post reads, report of a possessed truck hovering in a cemetery on West Monroe Street in Central City, Phoenix.
I need you to read that again because that don't make any sense.
I will argue makes perfect sense. If something is going to be possessed, where are the places it will most likely be?
Just to clarify, we're talking possessed because we're talking about a truck. We're not talking repossessed. We're talking possessed.
Like pole.
Like poltergeist. Like The Exorcist. We're talking about demon possession.
Like the truck is midair.
Yes, the truck is hovering. It's literally hovering in a cemetery.
Now, I'm not saying a truck being possessed makes all the sense.
Yeah, that's where I got caught.
Oh, okay.
That's the part I have a problem with.
See, the part of it makes sense in terms of if something is going to be possessed, most likely it'll be happening
in a cemetery. Well, yeah, that's why I don't frequent cemeteries.
Yeah, but I give cemeteries a little bit more benefit of the doubt when it comes to random shit I might see.
Who's to say? Stranger things have happened.
Stranger
things. I believe in aliens.
Yeah.
So this could be real. This could be a UFO. Who says it's even a truck?
Who says it's even a truck?
It could be a UFO that looks like a truck so that it could blend in
with the other cars.
This could be Kanye's truck. You know what I'm saying? Kanye's wild. Yeah. So I could see him. This could be Elon Musk. We don't know.
Facts. Kanye wore a backpack for years with no books in them.
Did he really?
Yes. This is a true story.
Go ahead.
Back when I was teaching, right? There was one summer. I taught at a continuation high school. It's for like the students who either like dropped out and then now they want to finish school, but they're like adults. They're like recent adults, 18, 19.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might have, you know, for whatever reason got locked up, et cetera.
Yeah, right? it's adult school.
Mm-hmm. So they come to this school, right?
Okay.
I'm teaching there. And there's a substitute for one of the classes. We were looking for a long-term sub.
Yeah.
Because the teacher was gone for the year. And we kept having like bad luck, bad sub. We finally found this sub that would come early. He had a suit on.
Took it seriously?
Yeah, and he had this briefcase he used to always carry. You know, go upstairs. He's like, hey guys, classroom's upstairs. Like, yep. Like, you need the lesson plan? Like, nope, I got it. He'll always tap his suitcase. He'll go out like, man, this guy's good. This guy really cares for these kids. No one ever like walked to this classroom to check, you know? Then one day, I remember he was walking upstairs.
Oh no.
And he slips on the stairs and the briefcase goes flying.
Oh, flying, and it pops
like,
open.
And he screams like, no. And then it hits the ground.
Because he knew.
And it pops open. Nothing was in it.
What was about to happen? He was about to be exposed.
I looked at him. He was like,
Oh, someone must have switched briefcases with me. That's like, not mine. Mine had all types of files and documents.
So I pretended like I was picking up invisible papers and I stacked them together.
No, you didn't.
Yes. And then I put them in the briefcase.
Closed.
I said, there you go. Oh, man.
That's
you just
amazing.
Reminded me of that story.
That's amazing. You're welcome.
I don't know how we got there.
Yeah.
But
I don't know how we got there.
Like, cemetery. All right.
This next post reads, a would-be thief's shorts are pulled down as he drags a man down a Brooklyn street.
This incident was caught on video after the suspect knocked down a man in an attempted robbery, according to the NYPD.
The surveillance video was eventually released. It shows the suspect dragging the victim down the sidewalk and his shorts coming down as the victim grabs at them in an attempt to fight back in the scuffle.
The man was unsuccessful in the robbery attempt and eventually fled in a white SUV.
So the guy who deserved it got his pants pulled down.
And who's being dragged on the floor? The suspect.
The guy he tried to rob.
Oh.
So he's on the ground, unfortunately, but he did get the leg up by pulling the guy's pants down. That's embarrassing.
It would've been worse if like his penis was on him.
Yeah, no, but in that moment on the street when this is happening, that's pretty embarrassing. Yeah,
for sure.
If you don't believe it, like, we can go out to the street right now and do it. We can pull down your pants and see how you like it.
I'd be like, yeah, you see it? I know you see it. You know, I think it is too. I think it's even more embarrassing. It's not like the, well, he didn't get what he was trying to rob for.
That's just the icing on the cake.
But I promise you, if he like came up on like 3,000 and his pants got pulled down,
oh, he wouldn't ain't care. Tripping. He wouldn't care.
He like, bro, you should have seen it in my pants. Like,
yeah, no.
It would have been a great bar story.
Oh no, absolutely. He's
just taking shots to the head.
Absolutely, but he got nothing. It was an unsuccessful robbery, and he got his pants pulled down.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's like getting a wedgie.
I feel bad for the robber.
Nah, man. I say take it out on the corporations, not on the people. Take from a corporation if you're going to do it. This is us instigating robbery.
This next post reads, police in Washington Heights, New York, recently responded to a report of a man trying to fight everyone.
Everyone. That's
all
a huge. That's a huge task to take on.
That is a big task.
Was this person a superhero? Because if not, then I can see where this is headed.
Well, superheroes don't fight everyone. That's a villain. He was a super villain.
Super villain.
New York City, the prime place where villains and heroes reside. Because apparently in the movie world, crime doesn't happen anywhere else.
Yeah, no. It's
except New York City.
It's New York City and L.A.
Every movie.
And any big city, but mostly New York. Yeah.
Only because, you know, Spider-Man and all these superheroes, they just... New York City got the best clubs. And like, you ain't not about to fuck with our main kicking spot. So you take that shit down to Montana.
I think also because it's so crowded in New York that people, they have the most villains because everyone's just pissed off. Crowded streets.
But the villains live in very, very nice quarters.
The villains do?
Yeah, their headquarters are usually stacked.
Yeah, but it doesn't start there. The villain starts from somewhere else.
Oh, so
the origin story.
They develop to
yes,
the hate.
It grows into the point where they become a multi-billionaire, yeah. Right? And then just use technology to kill everybody.
That's true. You're more likely to get jumped by a random group of teens in New York like the Joker did. Than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
And that could just, could really do something to you.
How many Red Bulls would it take for you to try and fight everybody?
Everybody?
Everybody.
I don't think there's enough Red Bulls in the world that could make me fight everybody.
Are we talking about kids too? Was he trying to fight kids?
I like to take fights I know I could win.
Was he trying to fight old ladies?
Outside of that, it's a conversation. Hey, come on now, brother. That we ain't gotta be getting all violent. All right, let's use the words. How your mama doing? Let's talk about something else. Let's take ourselves out of this situation.
Do we think drugs were involved?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Adderall makes you want to fight.
Adderall and cocaine are pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
And I never took Adderall before. But I would just imagine because it makes you focus. And if you take it when you're at a state where you're so angry.
It just makes you focus on that anger.
You might focus on everybody.
You're like, I need. It just makes you want to fight everybody because that's where you're focused.
So that's where your focus is. Whoever this guy was.
Use your Adderall for good next time.
And I hope he's alive.
Use it for your work.
I need a follow-up on this.
Not your fists.
Let's get the team on a follow-up. I need to know. Because that don't sound like it ended well.
I would like to know if he's still alive.
Everybody. Your grandma too. Well, guys, if you're enjoying the show and the segments, because I know we are. Kenneth, you enjoying it?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm enjoying it so much. Like, this is my favorite podcast.
I'm having a blast. I feel like an explosive. Firecracker.
Dynamite.
It's like my soul is filled with warm soup on 4th of July. It was a blast. If you want to join in on the fun, click the link in our bio and submit your stories.
All of your stories, we want to see them. And to the people who have sent us there so far, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. But keep sending them.
Yep. And you can find me on IG at Chinadunaka and on Twitter at ChinaduComedy. Where can they find you, Candace?
At Jokes by Candace. Very simple.
Candace, buy jokes?
For dyslexic people, yes.
So up next is one of our favorite segments. This is the Phone a Friend segment. This is when me and Candace, we hit up one of our hilarious homies to come in and just participate in the silliness, you know? So this guest is actually a very special brother that me and Candace have been knowing for years.
Years.
He was a model when I knew him. Now he's a model and a comedian. This is a stand-up guy. All the way from Fort Worth, Texas. He's written for The Neighborhood and Marlon. Put your hands together for the very funny Sydney Castillo.
Hey, Sydney. How you guys doing? I never had an afro, but I did have a few waves for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you were dipping, man. The hair was, it looked organic. You know, it looked like it was never going to go. And that's why God took it from you.
You got cocky.
You stopped going to church. When the hairline started leaving, you was back in that church singing in the choir.
I was listening. Is there anybody who wants to give their life right over here?
Please go right for it. Sydney, we pray for you the last 4 weeks. Let somebody else go. Yeah. He said, put your hand right on the hairline, Lord. Hairline. He said, Pastor, you might put your hand right on my hairline. Please. Just pray for it directly.
When you go ball, it's a community of ball people that look out for each other. Like when I first started going ball, I was colder, and like a ball dude walked up to me like, hey, man, you new? I was like, yeah. You got to wear beanies. And it was colder to us. Like, beanies are trying to keep the skin. And then right in the sun, you know, when you want to wear some, like, you know, suntan lotion for the sun because it's still skin. I was like, I appreciate you. And then he just disappeared. Like, don't worry about it. Help the next man.
He was a bald, magical Negro.
What was your name? He just screaming to the class. What was your name?
Yeah. Woke up.
All right, sis. So we're going to jump right into your story, man.
All right. So, boom. So, like, I'm new to having, like, panic attacks and anxiety, right? So that means, like, I can't, like, allow a bunch of information in at one time or, like, I'll start shaking, right? So, like, I was home in Fort Worth. This white lady who's my mom's neighbor, like, I look outside and I see, like, she's on the ground. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's, like, looking at me. She's, like, on the ground, right? So I didn't know what was going on.
She's, you know, like, wait, she's face down in your lawn or, like, or...
No, she's, like, she's in the grass. She's, like, in the grass. Right
on your property,
like,
or her
looking
property?
At me on her property, but she's looking at my. She's looking at me. I'm on my, so she's on her grass, but like she could see my front door.
Oh wow!
Right, and so she's like on the ground, and she's like right a little bit. So I have like, you know, I had the door cracked a little bit, and I could see the glass window, and I didn't know what to do. And right, you know what I mean? So it's like we don't live in a society where I trust like white women all the way yet. So I'm just trying to close the door.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so. I waited like, you know, a couple minutes, you know, check on my mom. We got to protect my mom first. And I went and looked in the blinds. She was still there, right? Uh-huh. So I opened the door, right? And I went and got my gun, right? And I came outside and I was like, hey, how did you get on the ground? Right? And she was like, I fell. And I was like, did somebody make you fall? Or are you just down here? Because it's a little way suspicious. It's 3:30 in the afternoon and you on the ground. And she was like, no, I got drunk at a bar. And she was like, so I twisted my knee. So
what time is this?
Daytime, dog. This is like 3:30 in the afternoon.
What day is this?
It's during the week.
It's like a Wednesday, like a random
Jesus
Wednesday.
Jesus Christ, lady. It's a get random Wednesday.
I swear I'm not making this up. And I see her outside. I'm like, why is she just on the ground, right? Mm-hmm. And so it looked like a setup. So then after I find out she was by herself, she said she had got drunk and she twisted her knee. And she said, so she took her Uber home and she hobbled. And she wanted to know if I could pick her up in the middle of COVID. Could I pick her up and carry her to her back door?
What was she wearing?
Jeans, like a shirt.
Because I wonder, because like, depending on what she was wearing, she could have been there for 30
hours.
Minutes or 9 hours.
Hours. Well, yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, she could have came from like a club night.
Yeah, and just... she was, I'm assuming that if she's drunk, like fall down drunk,
yeah,
she probably has been laying, she got there
eight,
last night
hours.
And spent the night
no,
on the lawn.
That's why she's just staring at you instead of yelling help, yeah, because she's dehydrated.
Help.
Yo.
And you gotta say all these questions. She could barely speak.
I said, what do you mean? She said, can you pick me up and can you take me around to the backyard and I can open my back door? Now, Chinadu and Candace, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, right? When I tell you this lady, I could not lift her. She was about 5'9", and she was outside of my health range. Right,
5'9" is really tall. Said,
that's tall,
that's
yeah.
Tall, especially for a woman.
Yeah, and I said, hey, mama, I had to put you back down on the ground. So I told her, hey, you need to call the people. She's like, what are you talking about? I said, the ambulance, so they can take you away and get you out, you know, hydrated, get you inside your house.
Yeah,
I can't do anything else.
But an ambulance right is very expensive. You're asking a very big ask of her.
It is expensive
because she's right in that range. She's in pain, but you can tell she's not enough pain where. She want to spend that money.
Yeah.
She really needs you right now.
She's like, you can't just get your ass and just take me to the back. That's what she said in my face. And I was like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I physically can't do it, lady.
And I tried. You know what I mean? So when I put her back down,
yeah.
You know, they came with a stretcher actually. And like, you know, they're like an NFL player when he tears me up. Uh-huh. She gave me a thumbs up and they put her in the back of the ambulance. And she was out of there.
Sydney yeah. just doesn't have enough experience benching white ladies.
Not 5'9".
That's some of that I was thinking about. I was like, man, I cannot. What if you say, I don't feel comfortable like leaving the area?
Because you probably could have did it, but you'd have had to like really grab her.
To secure yourself from dropping her.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, I ain't grabbing no white lady that tight either. That I don't know.
No. Wait, and Sydney, you said you grabbed your gun?
Originally, just to go outside because it was just too random. Her being on the ground, I didn't know if someone was after her.
Oh, okay. I was like, you don't have to put her down like she's an injured horse.
No. We let her down like a queen.
Easy.
Yeah. It's gonna be okay. Bend behind her last breath.
She just close her eyes. She's like, what are you doing?
It's gonna be okay.
You're like, do you got health insurance? She's like, no. She's like, all right, just close your eyes. Close your eyes. I got you covered.
Why are you closing my eyes?
Like,
rest, we are. Rest. Do you know Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior? What?
Sing your favorite song.
It's okay, Seabiscuit. It's okay, Seabiscuit. Okay. Close your eyes.
God.
You kept calling me Seabiscuit.
You act like I went out there. You act like I went out there and shoot a wounded horse. That's not why. I'm out there.
You by yourself?
You know the.
Okay, all right. Yeah. It's gonna be okay.
No,
so you twisted your knee, huh? So you can't run no more, huh?
So you can't go to these bars no more, huh?
Here's the real thing. I was smoking outside, and I seen a taxi, like in her driveway for a while. And I was like, "What the fuck? This is raining. Like a taxi pulled up, and no one's getting out." And he came out, heard him yelling in the car, so that's what made me go inside.
Yeah.
I was like, "It's too random." Taxi yelling, I leave, and then I seen her on the ground. I'm like, how you get there?
Yeah, she wanted to pay for her fare, so he drop kicked her.
No, she wanted him to do the same thing, I guess.
Carry her?
Yeah, she said, I asked the driver to help me. I said, oh, no, look, Bambi, they don't get make enough for you to do that. I'll get you some water, baby girl. She said, I knew your father. That's what she said. I knew your father. He was a good guy. I said, all right, I understand.
People barely make enough to do their jobs, let alone to do more.
Wait, so Sydney, I have a question. Is she still on your lawn? Is she like a lawn ornament at this point?
No, now she has a knee brace. She's like, you know, when you see her, she like has crutches and she still drives down. She'll just wave at me, like, mm-hmm. And then I just kind of keep my distance, like, hey, how you doing, white lady? And then she goes and she does her thing.
Say, like, hey, Sydney. Hope you're doing deadlifts.
I know.
Hey, man.
So that's why you got to do legs in the gym, fellas. You never know.
You
got to pick up a neighbor on the grass.
How embarrassing. Like, how would she even look you in the eye at this point?
Yeah, there's a lot of red flags with that one. Because when you're that drunk, you don't even remember why you're on my shoulders.
No.
And all of a sudden, you sober down a little bit more. Now you're terrified.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And you're screaming. Neighbors, now neighbors looking at me. Now some.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. Well, that was a great story. You know, it was just a good reminder. Even though you want to be a good neighbor, you do got to be cautious. You don't want to get yourself involved in any kind of trouble. So we thank you for that, good brother Castillo. Now we have a question. Would you like to hang around for one more segment?
Of course, guys.
It's called What Happens in Florida.
That's right. What Happens in Florida. We all know a lot of happens in Florida. So you guys stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. You matched, chatted, vibe checked. Now it's time to meet IRL. So what's stopping you? Tinder is making dating safer and easier with their excellent safety features, like Share My Date, the best way to let your friends know your plans, while Moonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services, and Are You Sure will prompt people to think twice before sending a potentially harmful message. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
And we are back.
All right, we are back with our segment, What Happens in Florida. This post reads, a Florida man throws an infant at deputies during a police chase.
After a while.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's right, guys. An infant.
an infant.
After a wild police chase in which he threw a baby at officers following a routine pullover for a traffic violation, a Florida man is now behind bars.
During the chase, he evaded the deputies and was driving recklessly, forcing them to use a helicopter to track him. They then deployed stop sticks to disable the SUV after he struck an unmarked patrol car. This forced him to pull into an apartment complex in Vero Beach.
That's when he got out of his vehicle and threw a 2-month-old into that thing.
Wow.
He just turned around, no regard, not a little toss or anything. He just turned around, overhand threw this 2-month-old at me from about 6 feet away, a deputy said.
He's just a cute little baby, fluffy hair, had a cute little outfit on. Luckily, we were able to get the baby from him before he did trip and fall or try to carjack somebody else.
One of the officers managed to catch the infant, who was unharmed.
To a person that don't play sports, that might seem like a long way, but 6 feet is actually pretty safe.
To toss a baby? If you're going to do it, 6 feet is pretty
safe.
6 feet
and under, I would suggest. How about you, Sid?
A COVID length away.
A COVID length away is a proper distance.
It's always a proper distance.
For baby toss.
Just, like, imagine if the baby could talk to you. You know, the baby, first of all, is like, who are you? What are we doing? Like, why are you going so fast? Wait a minute!
Exactly. Wait, that was his baby, correct?
It doesn't say. So I'm assuming, because I don't think he just grabbed a random baby out of like a stroller. I think the baby was also in his car.
Yeah, he might have stolen the car and just had a baby.
That wasn't his baby, so it was like a last minute decision, like, get the baby. I got, you know, it'll give me time enough to jump a gate, you know, and I don't think it worked out.
Yeah, he thought he could probably distract them with the baby. So let's approach it two ways. Let's approach it, one, that it was his baby.
Yes.
And two, that it wasn't.
Does it make it worse?
It's worse if it's your baby. If it's a stranger baby, it's like, yeah, you know, I hope you make it. But, yeah. You know, bye, baby.
If it's your baby, you know? It's worse.
No, I think it was a plea, you know, like, take care of my baby.
And really?
Then he bit it.
That is not what that was to do.
You can pull over and get to take care of my baby.
Because think about it. If that baby was actually 15 or 16, right, that baby probably would be down to help get their parent free.
It'd also be harder to throw.
So that baby was like, you know what? He's like, I know my baby will want me to be free, so I'm gonna help. I'm gonna allow him to help me in this moment. And that's,
you know, Jim, you make perfect sense. Yeah, because I think the baby kind of was like, throw me, Dad, throw me, throw me. Let's just go, throw me.
Exactly. I'll sacrifice myself.
I'll distract them. Don't
come
worry.
On, I'll make it. You go. You got horns. I got a whole life.
I got my whole life ahead of me.
It's like the head detective. Yeah, baby's from like 10 years is color. Nothing. Throw me. He just toss me.
I have CTE at best. Go, Dad. Go.
I'll be 10 when I'm out. You'll be 60. Get out of here, Dad.
He just looked at his dad and coughed. just throw me, Dad.
Just go.
I have nothing to live for anyway. You have so much more life to live than I do.
The cop was like, oh, throw the baby trick, huh?
Yeah, I've there. Seen this before.
Yeah. That cop caught it full stride. Didn't even break a step.
He's like, I'm a cop in Florida. I've caught 7 babies this week.
Easily. We practiced this.
Well, that was fantastic.
That was great.
Sydney, thank you for joining us today. It's
well,
such a blast.
Thank you for having me, man.
No, of course,
you know, rest
man.
In peace, Mile. I love you, Chin. I love you guys.
All right, make sure you guys follow Sydney Is Funny, SYDNEY. Sydney, thanks again for pulling up, bro. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all, man. Have a good time. Love y'all.
Love you. Yeah, bye.
Have a good one, bro. Candace?
Yes, Chinadu?
I got a question I want to ask you.
Yes.
We've been doing this podcast for a while, and I wanted to know if, will you be my neighbor?
I think the podcast is enough.
It doesn't matter because we are in the segment, Do You Want to Be My Neighbor?
That's not what it's called.
What will you want
nope,
to?
No, nope. What is won't it? You?
Won't you be my neighbor? Sonny, everybody, to go to your closet and find the thickest turtleneck you can find. I want it to be a Galapagos turtleneck sweater and sit down. Pour yourself a nice bowl of turtle tomato soup.
Turtle soup. Turtle soup is a thing.
Oh, I know.
You've had it before?
Nope.
Oh. Oh, I've had turtleneck soup, though.
Yeah, turtleneck soup is a lot of lint.
You got to floss afterwards.
You got to floss afterwards. And get ready for it. Won't you be my neighbor? This post reads, a Navy veteran is moved to tears when thousands of dollars are raised to replace his broken scooter. You can stop right there. How much is the damn scooter? All right, sorry. It's positive.
I know. Kenny Jerry, who is 79, was at a loss for words when he learned donations had poured in to help him replace his broken mobility scooter.
You know, people always say they are at a loss for words, and then they find them right away. And I never believe
you still talking.
One of his neighbors, Metro Deaf school teacher.
Sounds like a rapper. Metro Deaf.
I said Metro like that was his first name. One of his neighbors, Metro Deaf school teacher, Amanda Klein, shared his story on social media and created a crowdfund for him, which has raised over $110,000 to date. Wow, that scooter's expensive.
I feel so good, he said. I just don't have enough words for it. I can't believe all these wonderful people out there in the world. I just want to thank them so much. All my followers, everybody, from the bottom of my heart.
The money will go toward two scooters, as well as help to move him into a more sustainable home, help cover his upcoming medical bills, and pay off his debts.
We were both like, how much are scooters?
I'm like, yeah, $110,000? Aren't you supposed to put a cap on crowdfundings? We reached our goal, and people were like, no, you take more money. Then I went to gas station, might as well get a dollar. Ew. Where are your shells?
This was very nice.
It was super nice.
Yeah. I mean, two scooters, so they didn't just get him one. They got him two.
And a house.
And a house. And they're paying off some of his medical bills.
Yeah, all his debts. I think it's just another prime example of the beauty of social media. It's not all roses and dandelions. Don't get me wrong. But for the
dandelions are weeds.
That too. What did you learn today, Candace?
I learned that trucks can hover. They can levitate.
Only at the cemetery.
You can't try and levitate.
Don't try that shit at Ralph's.
Anywhere else. Don't be in a parking lot.
You will crush a lot of watermelon.
Don't go to the Staples Center. You got to make sure that you're at a haunted
place. Or the hover won't be strong enough. The forces.
Yeah, no. Need. It also won't be as potent. Like, I'm not going to, like, be as scared if I see a truck levitating in a random parking lot. What did you learn, Chinadu?
I learned that leaf blowers are out here causing a ruckus.
You just learned this?
Yeah, and people won't have to decide what's more important, the mental health of my neighbors or that my leaves are blowed. Because this is getting ridiculous.
It's too much.
The fact that we're still blowing leaves with noise.
And where do they go? Do they even, what do they do?
To the left.
They just go over there.
Sometimes to the right.
You're just blowing them somewhere else.
You're just making them somebody else's problem.
Yeah. So it's not even really a productive tool.
Yeah. Every now and then you see them put them in bags just to dump them in the hood.
Yeah.
I see leaves every one day in the hood. I was like, we only have trees.
Where did these leaves come from?
You know, suburban leaves. They dumped in the hood.
You blew it over here.
Taunting us. Look what we have, all the trees.
That's gentrification.
Gentrification. I'm sick of it.
Nosy Neighbors comes out every Thursday, only on Spotify. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Nosy Neighbors with me, Candace Thompson.
And me, Chinadu Wanaka.
Is a Spotify original podcast. We executive produce the show. Thank you to our lead producer, Allison Johnson, and our producer, Tierra Darnell. Matthew Cilelli edits the show. Cornelia Stradwick does writing and research for us. Our executive producer from Spotify is Gina Delvec. And special thanks to Robert Adler, Dan Behar, Casey Simonson, Kelly Kyle, and Courtney Gilbert. Make sure to follow Nosy Neighbors only on Spotify.